Sin is defined by such terms as lawlessness, iniquity, transgression of law, and unrighteousness. But what the definitions do not tell us are the consequences that sin has on the physical, emotional, and spiritual psyche of man's nature. As a result of sin, mankind's sojourn on earth has been plagued with heartache, deceit, and death, both spiritually and physically. Societies have plummeted to the depths of destruction due to lawlessness, iniquity, and unrighteousness. In the next three segments of Daily Bread, we would like to direct your attention to three things sin will do for you. The first, sin will take you farther than you want to go. As we're able to look into the lives of the children of Israel, we see the best and worst in man. One of the great men of Israel was King David. David was a man of whom God said, "I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who shall do all my will." Acts 13:22. David was a man of great ability and potential. However, on a day that would come to form the history of Israel, it came to pass at the return of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Reba. But David tarried at Jerusalem, and it came to pass at eventide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, "Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. As a result of this sin, the woman conceived, and she sent and told David and said, "I am with child." 2 Samuel 11:1-5. Sufficient to say, this was not what David had in mind when he saw the woman was very beautiful to look upon. It is without successful contradiction that David's sin took him farther than he wanted to go. Events such as this are not rare. Solomon said to his son, "Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk upon hot coals and his feet not be scorched? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be unpunished. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy himself when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. He that committeth adultery with a woman is void of understanding. He doeth it who would destroy his own soul. Wounds and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is a rage of a man, and he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou giveth many gifts." Proverbs 6:27-35. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Solomon saying, "Now therefore, my sons, hearken unto me, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thy heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she has cast down many wounded. Yea, all her slain are a mighty host. Her house is a way of Sheol, going down to the chambers of death." Proverbs 7:24-27.